flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that ass again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Yeah, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. Let's go. There has been a tremor in the force, that's for sure.
Woo!
I texted you a few hours ago, and I'm like, man, that's all it took? Some cat that works for Yahoo goes, Warriors, Jimmy Butler. We're like, forget everything. Change the show. Let's go. And here we are, and the number is 888-957-9570. And obviously, today is not going to just be active with regard to brand spanking new NBA rumors, but as we have been doing, yet another qualifier to give out with regard to the knockout tournament. We'll tell you about that. Obviously, we will tell you about the unbelievable Vegas trip and all the cash that can end up in your wallet. And all you have to do is listen on the app for that. So more information on all that is coming up. But yeah, Jimmy Butler and the Golden State Warriors, according to multiple reports, and we will play some of those reports for you momentarily, but according to multiple reports, the discussions are back on, largely because whatever they were trying to do with the Suns has not happened. And right now, they sort of feel like is not going to happen. And that makes sense because the Bradley Beal contract is a mess and nobody wants it. And he's got a no trade clause. So trades are hard, as has been said once or twice or 1,000 times around these parts. And so here we are. And my thing is this. I'm not going to put it in Sharpie and tell you that there's absolutely no way, no how. I'm simply going to say that I am very, 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 very highly likely out on the idea of Jimmy Butler, because I don't think it makes sense if the Warriors are going to give up anything that matters in the way of future assets or young players. I think that that road is filled with potholes as far as Jimmy Butler, and that has been proven, and it guarantees you absolutely nothing. So with all of that said, the Jimmy Butler thing to me does not make sense. And I largely think that for a lot of you who are in on the idea, you're just bored. You're just bored.
Well,
it's okay.
This team is kind of boring.
But that's not a good reason to make a trade.
It's not the only reason. You're right. It would make this team a whole lot more exciting. I would be much more eager to tune into Warriors Jazz tonight if Jimmy Butler was on the floor for the Warriors. There's no doubt about that. Let me ask you this before we get into everything about Jimmy. Let's say the trade happened and just forget about what the cost would be. Just forget, say he's a Warrior for the final couple of months of this season, and say he opts out of the final year of his deal. He's looking for an extension, whether it's with the Warriors or not. Would you want to give him an extension if you're the Warriors?
I have no idea.
Because you would still have like two more years of Steph Curry. And you still have another year of Draymond Green or whatever the case is. Are you interested in more Jimmy Butler than just the next few months?
I guess it would be possible.
Because
it's the only way I can answer that, but I would need to know what did Jonathan Kuminga do the rest of this year?
Yep.
What is the going rate for him? Is he staying with the Warriors through restricted free agency? And I'd want to know what Jimmy looked like in his short period of time with the Warriors before I made a call like that.
Yeah, because this is obviously really difficult. Jimmy Butler's 35, Steph's approaching 37, but it feels like kind of a waste to acquire Jimmy Butler and say, all right, try to take a team that's a game under 500 and make the playoffs, first of all, and then do something in the playoffs. And if you're banking on this big deal, which doesn't necessarily handcuff you for the future, but handcuffs you for at least right now. And as long as you have Jimmy Butler, you're kind of handcuffed because that's a lot of money to him. You already have a ton of money to Steph Curry. It makes it more difficult to do other things. So this is clearly a very difficult thing. But I have a hard time thinking that Jimmy Butler, like, and I think we all agree, any move that's made, even if it is Jimmy Butler, doesn't transform this Warrior team into a championship team. There's no doubt Jimmy Butler makes them a whole of a hell lot better, I would think. But
who's leaving? How do we know that?
It depends who leaves.
Yeah, who's leaving?
If Wiggins leaves, you add Jimmy Butler, and that's the only major subtraction. I think they're better. Yeah, okay. No doubt. Absolutely, no doubt about that.
I would agree with you that if it's just Wiggins for Butler, then
there's obviously other pieces money-wise, but right? Looney and GP2.
But everyone wants to throw Schroeder into this and act like that's not a big thing because he's been disappointing. And while I'll agree he's been disappointing, there was also a role and a reason that Warriors acquired him, and they don't have anybody else to do that role. So if he leaves, Jimmy Butler's not doing that role. Who's being point guard when Steph needs to sit down?
Yeah.
Are we back to Pods?
Played good against the Lakers.
Yes, but not in that role.
Yeah.
Not in that role. So anyway, go ahead.
I'm just trying to think what would be best for the Warriors, because you have a trade for a player who's likely going to opt out. Is all of this worth it for just a couple of months of Jimmy Butler to add to a team that is floundering and that is 10-20 in their last 30? And obviously there's other reasons why they're 10-20, but Butler would make them better, and you get Kuminga back. Suddenly that's looking like a team that, you know, pretty decent. I would expect them to play better down the stretch and make a run towards the end of the regular season. Doesn't mean I'm picking them to win the Western Conference or go to the Western Finals, but I have a hard time, if I'm the Warriors, making a move like this and just saying, yeah, this is only for the next 3 months.
Well, no, I don't think you...
That kind of feels like wasteful and not worth it that point.
Right. So when I say I need a signature that you're going to opt out, that's not me saying you're automatically no longer on the team. That just means you're opting out.
And it gives us the flexibility to make things work.
If not, I would need a capologist to confirm this, but I have a hard time understanding, and this is important, I think, for everybody to think about. I don't want to say important for you to know because I'm not speaking definitively here, but here would be my question. If the Warriors were to acquire Jimmy Butler and keep Jonathan Kuminga and keep Draymond Green, And Jimmy Butler, you get to the end of the year, and one of two things. Either he opts in, or the Warriors are interested in re-signing him in some sort of a way. Is that automatically preventative of Jonathan Kuminga's future? It feels to me like it would be. I don't see. Now, again, I didn't run the numbers here or the math, and I don't know what sort of luxury tax they're willing to go into. But I don't see how Steph's contract, Draymond's contract, whatever Jimmy's contract is, and a new deal for Kuminga, I don't see how that fits. That feels preventative to me. So that would be my first question. Yeah. And if the answer is what I think it is, then we have to go forward with the idea of, well, hell, you might as well throw Kuminga into the deal for Butler if you're going to get him, because you are, in effect, writing down, if you want Butler beyond this season, Jonathan's gone. That's it. He's out, whether you trade him for Jimmy or not. And if that's the case, I'm not doing that.
I'm of the mind I would be more willing to acquire Jimmy Butler if I can just get him tied down through the rest of Steph's time here. I feel it's more worthwhile that way. And if that means you're sacrificing Kuminga, I don't feel great about it, but I might be willing to do it because it gives Stephen Curry a better shot to at least go out on a little bit more of a competitive team. I don't want Jimmy Butler beyond Steph's time here. Definitely not that. I mean, he's approaching. I mean, he's 35. Sure. He'll be 36 early before next season even begins. Like, this is another really, really old guy. I don't want him any longer than Steph's here. Once Steph is done, the Warriors' book should be completely empty, and you should be free to go out and sign whichever major superstar is entering free agency that year. But as long as Stephen Curry is here and you have a ton of money tied up with one extremely old player, I don't have a major problem doing it with another. I am not so convinced that Kuminga is this superstar player.
You know that I'm with you on that.
That when Steph is gone and Kuminga is the flag bearer for your franchise, that doesn't make you a good team. So my holdup for what you're saying is, what are you really losing by not having Kuminga around? I know it's a positive asset, but it's not as if this is a guy that's going to be the MVP candidate that leads you to the postseason
after
Steph is
gone. Totally agree with you. And it's funny, it almost feels like a role reversal here, because I've been saying that on this show for the better part of a year. I do not believe Jonathan Kuminga is a superstar in the making. I do not believe he's an all-star. He's an interesting player. He's an asset. He's a good player. I don't know exactly how much it's going to grow. Maybe he will end up being, like, really good. But is he ever an NBA one? I'd bet against it. And so, no, I'm not taking him off the table. If you asked me if I'd ship out Jonathan Kuminga for De'Aaron Fox, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
I would do that in a heartbeat. But if you're asking me, am I going to go ahead and basically renounce the rights to Jonathan Kuminga for somebody who's 35 so that we could chase a playoff spot? Starting position is you're 22 and 23. You're currently in the 11 seed. And oh, by the way, as soon as the deadline is done, you have a stretch of games from February 8th to February 23rd that goes like this. After a trip to Chicago, you go to Milwaukee, you go to Dallas, you go to Houston, you go to Sac, and you come back home for Dallas. The Warrior team I'm watching right now is going 0-5 in that stretch.
I got them 4-1, Willard.
And you out. Out. So, Jimmy, if you acquire him, you better get here, you better be a good dude, and you better be amazing right away. Or else this whole get Jimmy for the playoffs thing is not real. It's get Jimmy to watch the playoffs with you. Then what?
And then maybe watch him sign somewhere else in the offseason. If your goal is to make this current team as good as you possibly can, I don't know what the other option is.
Agreed, but didn't Steph and Steve literally say to us two weeks ago, that's not the only goal. We're not going to be stupid about our future.
But, part of this has to also consider what the Warriors' real, honest opinion is about Jonathan Kuminga.
Sure.
Future. And if they believe, he could be a three on a championship team, okay, then that's not enough to hold off from doing this. And considering all the reports, how hard it's been for Miami to get a deal done with Phoenix and a four-team trade, a five-team trade, whatever the case is, Miami's asking price is coming down, and maybe you're not having to sacrifice that much of your future, and maybe this does not qualify as the desperate move that mortgages your future.
All right, it's time. We're back. We're back. We've circled back around. Here we are. It's Jimmy Butler again. The price is down. Now are you in, or are you still out? We are taking your phone calls on this for at least the next couple hours, right here on 95.7 The Game. So 888-957-9570. The report is the price has dropped. And you know more than the last time we had this conversation because they've played a bunch more games. So now...
And they've lost a bunch more games.
Exactly. Now, are you in or out on Jimmy Butler? 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls on that. We'll also play for you what the likes of Shams and Brian Windhorst have had to say about this in the last couple of hours. That's coming up next. And if you want to claim a spot in the knockout tournament with us at Chase Center and play hoops on the court, all you got to do is make sure you're listening in the 4 o'clock hour today. We'll give you the keyword early in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll tell you what to do with that keyword. All you need to know right now, you should be listening in the 4 o'clock hour. The knockout tournament at Chase Center is on the way. Your call's next, in or out on Jimmy Butler. Grandy's in for dibs. It's Willard and Dibs.